You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Creativity Wasted is a podcast where a group of creative people get together and we each share an idea that we're not planning on pursuing in real life, such as an invention idea that's outside our area of expertise, a futuristic sci-fi movie idea, or an evil prank idea. And rather than just letting the idea quietly slip away, we get some fun out of it by joking about it together. I'm comedian John Mullinex.
I'm comedian John Sopkowitz, but not that good of a comedian.
I'm comedian Miles DeLue.
Okay, JR.
Hi, I'm comedian JR Williams.
I'm your host, Tom Wallman. This is Creativity Wasted. We never get the intro perfect.
No, don't worry about
that. Amazing.
Thank you.
Who wants to go first with their idea?
Oh, I can go first. That would be fun. I think there should be a medication for women to chill the fuck out. We'll start there.
Okay.
I mean, like, you know, Prozac's a real thing, but I think it should just be a target women audience.
This is a very, very hard thing for men to talk about.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
With one woman in the room.
No. I'm married and I have two daughters. I wholly support this idea.
Thank God. I don't know. I was just talking to a group of women, and I realized that, like, you can almost incept them, so to speak, you know? Like, you implant an idea in their minds that they think is their own, you know? And I think they need to chill out.
So
this is a horrible idea, and I'm really sorry.
I think it's a pretty good idea, actually. I have an idea for a new pill. I have a startup pharmaceutical company. And the pills are, 8 inches long and, dick-shaped. And you just insertion, then you just leave them in there for a while, then break.
You've never had sex with a woman, I'm assuming. That's
no,
just
I'm actually a virgin.
It's just not how it works. Yeah,
it's
I'm
not
glad
a
you said insertion and not an oral.
And then it just dissolves up there, and it's made of weed and GHB and just chills. Yeah, it's got some kratom in there. Yeah, shout out to kratom, everybody.
I don't know what that
is. It's not taken rectally. It's not a rectal pill.
I mean, I don't know the science behind it, but you might be able to do it.
I guarantee I could Google it and find someone who has taken kratom rectally. I guarantee you I could.
Oh, it probably works.
Imagine the hallucinations off of that.
I will tell you if I'm ever back on the show.
So do you want to yourself take this pill that causes women to chill the fuck
like
out?
I feel like, I should just found it and then
it's a good pill,
give
it
to...
It costs only $5 pill.
Right. I don't know. I'd charge more because Big Pharma's where it's at, you know. This is how I become a millionaire.
You didn't answer the question.
Oh,
do you think you need the pill?
Yeah, actually, I probably do. Jonathan over here would probably agree, but... You know, I'd sell it for other women, not myself, because I'm perfect in every way. You know, that's how it goes.
Now, if John were
I can sign my wife up for a trial study if you want.
If John were to slip you one of these pills without your knowledge,
it sticks out of your drink really far too.
Okay, it's not going to be 8 inches long.
It's you have to take some work to get it in there.
And dissolving straw. How about that?
Are you talking a standard 8 inches or penis inches?
It's a thick 8-inch
there's
horse
two different
pill,
there.
But a horse dick pill.
All right, we're already talking about horse
enough with the dick pill.
This is the basis of the question. This is the nature of the discussion.
So if he were to give you
my favorite
pill,
thing about this is I'm standing in a church parking lot talking about dick pills.
No, it's not a roofie. It's not a rape pill.
No.
But it is sort of messing with your mind a little bit.
I think maybe
against
it should
your
be
will.
Hormonal, you know? Because that's where it's all about, you know? Anxiety and crying about men is, I think, all hormones, not active brain function.
not just a general women need to chill.
Yeah.
So my giant pill also has testosterone in it.
Okay.
So
we're,
it's just
we're not doing up. 8 inches.
Now, what if the pill was a menopause pill? It made you, as long as you take it, you're past menopause.
Okay, have you
with
met
all of the side effects?
Have you met a woman post-menopause? They're also crazy and need to chill the fuck out. They're even worse.
My mom's psychotic.
Right.
There's a few years of menopause is happening, but once they're past it, they're better, right?
No, man. I don't know.
No, they're never the same.
I was going to say, I feel like it changes them. Well.
I always thought
it's like war. Menopause is war.
I always thought the perception was that men got crazy as they got old and women got calm.
No, I feel like
and
it's just
corny.
Like, well, a dementia
I mean,
thing.
Like elderly, like
from
50s,
30 to
60s.
50. Yeah, 50 to 60.
I was thinking like
old.
90.
I don't know. My dad kind of chilled out more than my mom did. Like, my mom's still going all over the place. She sends me pictures of, like, her and Danny Trejo and stuff. I'm just like, where the hell are you?
I think, I don't know. John's got a grandma, and she's just insane. She's, like, the nicest person, but in the weirdest way.
She has anxiety, but she doesn't treat herself for it. So it's just kind of like, ooh, I got to get everything done right now. What's going on? And my grandpa's just sitting there just like, so did you hear about Michigan's new football? You know, that's the kind of just very mellow and level-headed.
See, if she had the chill the fuck out pill, it would work. And then she'd chill the fuck out.
You
and
just,
we could enjoy brunch.
You just made me think of her taking my chill out pill, which is...
Yeah, well, you're not marketing the 8-inch penis pill to grandma.
Totally I am. I mean, ruthless.
Now, would the chill-out pill be covered by insurance?
It should be, but I think it should be like Viagra, where it's like $40 a pill or whatever. Is it $5 a pill, or is it $40 a pill?
I think
no guy on here is going to answer that, because they're not going to admit to it.
And nobody knows the difference between Obamacare and Trump care anymore.
Nobody's Googled it.
I think $40 a pill is kind of high, though.
I'm confused.
It's a lot.
Depends on for what.
Well, I mean, if you want your woman.
There's a mescaline pill out there, then supposedly.
Mescaline died in the 70s, John.
Now, I'm not sure how feminists would react to this pill. If they would be like, well, for the price, like...
I think they'd get along better. They would all chill the fuck out.
There's no way they'd take the penis-shaped one, though.
Yeah, there's no way, right? It'd have to look like a vagina.
Not gonna happen.
Or if they did take it, they would make their man take a similar penis-shaped pill.
Yeah.
No, they'd make their man take a vagina one, too.
What about... I don't know. I feel like gay women would definitely want a vagina-looking one.
Can I ask my question? What will replace blue jeans?
Oh, for your idea?
Yeah.
This is...
we're cool.
We're done with yours?
Let John talk.
I'm sorry.
Talk about
I'm
himself.
Rambling.
He's very good at it.
Okay, so we want to go to your idea, which
selfish.
Is what will replace blue jeans?
Yes. Just in general.
What's going to replace blue jeans?
Star Trek uniforms.
Well, he's calling back to a conversation we had earlier about yoga pants.
Yoga pants and jeans are so freaking different.
Yoga pants? You mean boner makers?
But my theory is that, well, jeans have been... This is turning into my idea now.
I stole your idea.
But so it was from ever. My conversation, so I'm taking control, I guess.
All right.
Yes.
So, jeans have ruled for over 100 years, and it's about time for something new.
Mm-hmm.
And the only alternatives have been, like, in sci-fi movies, it's, like, skin-tight, solid silver or gray, shiny pants, like space pants, which don't quite make sense.
I'm surprised hammer pants never took them over.
They do look so comfortable.
They did for a minute.
And then there's like...
They were comfortable.
You're showing your age.
I'm old enough that I can say I wore hammer pants.
Shout out to JNCO Jeans.
Hammer pants with an IOU sweatshirt.
Sorry for talking over you.
Every time he says something stupid. I feel like
but yeah, I think yoga pants are much better as
have
a future
you,
pants.
Have
than
you worn... Yoga pants?
I don't know if yoga pants are good for men. It's like a Speedo.
No, you guys gotta
just...
I saw
a dude jogging in yoga pants.
Yoga pants are the fucking best.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
First off, I always feel like a ninja. Like, I'm ready to go. I could battle at any point in time.
I like leggings more than I like yoga pants, but they're the same fabric.
What's the difference between leggings and yoga pants?
They're pretty much... It's sometimes the fabric. It just depends on who makes them, really.
That's pretty much it, the fabric?
Well, then, like, yoga pants have the top, like, that folds down over your
butt. You can get a lot of them without that, though.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
I just buy the leggings, you know.
I just like rocking, like, a miniskirt in 2017.
Sorry.
I don't know. For men, maybe it's not.
It's taunting me.
It's maybe like a basketball shorts type of thing.
Oh God,
I like
those. They're so ugly. Oh, they're so. How are those not like the long breathable basketball? They wear them in basketball.
That's what I wear for underwear. Yeah. Is I wear basketball
for
shorts
for underwear?
Well, pajamas, I should say.
Oh,
They're so comfy.
No, but they're
point.
So ugly.
No, like, I don't know. I've heard that some adult men wear pajamas, which is weird to me. Because when I was in college, I always just slept in my clothes. But
Tom, that's super weird.
But I switched to wearing basketball shorts instead of pajamas. But having, like...
Once we started having...
There's a bathrobe,
yeah,
but...
Once we started having kids, it's you got to at least wear underwear when you sleep.
Oh, boy.
But, like, seeing a man wearing, like, a two-piece... pajamas with like ducks on them or something, and like that just seems so childish to me.
Stop looking in my window at night.
Like I don't know.
My wife,
adult man pajamas.
Last Christmas, she got me some of those footy pajamas, those adult footy pajamas.
The ones that zip up all the way.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah, and I wore them once just to please her, and I was just like, I don't know. They weren't very comfortable.
I feel like wouldn't you sweat through them? I don't know. Even I, as a woman, would probably sweat through them. Now we're just establishing all types of stereotypes. Women don't sweat.
Like, if I was going to bring back anything, I'd bring back, like, adult underoos or something.
Don't they have those?
Like, I wouldn't mind wearing, I'd wear Batman underwear again. I don't care.
Oh, I don't know what underoos are, but there was this trend on Facebook about adult male
onesies.
Am I
the only one that grew up in the
80s? Yeah, probably.
Pretty much.
Okay.
I grew up in the 1300s, and I'm a Dracula.
Right,
I think my idea
time.
For new pants is pants that look like pants, but they're actually made of these, like, nanobots, and they can, like, crawl out and, like, do all types of little creepy stuff, and then they can go inside of you and help you.
In what? In what you?
Help.
Help you what?
You said go inside.
Go inside, whatever you want.
Like cure diseases?
Yeah.
I don't think his idea was curing diseases.
But your idea stopped at nanobots making pants. Like not curing diseases, just making pants for you to wear.
No, it's nanobot pants. The pants are made up of nanobots.
Okay.
But if some of them got to go inside you, then they're capris.
Okay. Yeah, I'm down. You're my new business partner. 50-50.
There we go.
Well, once they go inside you,
pants.
And then when they come out of you, do they then form pants again, but only they're covered with shit?
It's only like half of them that leave, so you're like never nude. Well, unless you like want
they'd
to be,
to,
then they can all flee. Then it's like...
It'd have to be self-cleaning.
Yeah, I was about to say, can the nanobots wipe for you too? Like that's...
Ultimately,
that would be my first
yes.
question.
That would be optimal.
Yeah, it would be. Like, what if they just made themselves into toilet paper instead of pants? If they can make pants, they can make something else, too.
Yeah, like cured diseases. We should have gone back to that.
But I just want to follow this pants idea down the rabbit hole.
Are they underwear, too?
Yeah.
It's like your
swimming
idea.
Trunks, right? It's like a lining.
Just a lining, though. Not like... Because you know,
it's like semi-commando, semi like.
Because I feel
jeans,
like the lining,
but jeans
even
and nanobots again.
Swimming trunks.
Did you see those bathing suit things that like it's just like a sack holder and it wraps around your butt?
Oh yeah, those. Yes, yeah. I tried to get Jonathan over here to buy a pair. He said, "quote unquote, I could not rock those."
That's not my words. But.
What were your words?
I keep wondering when something like that's really going to take off.
Are you talking about the swimming suit that was literally just...
It just covers your dick and...
All it did was cover your junk and wrapped around your butt.
It goes through your butt.
I don't know what held
it's
it
like
up.
A weird,
I don't know if it went in your ass and you...
Yeah, it's like a weird half
thong. You could hold it in place.
For men.
You could rock it. You got it.
No. I can't do it. I just can't. No.
110 degree day. Man thong. Yes or no?
Can the nanobots make them?
No, because then I'd be super uncomfortable in my asshole. Like...
Nah, I'd do it.
Having kids changes.
It's always the big guys that be like, "Can I do it?"
Now, did you want him to try it on because you thought it would be sexy on him, or was it just
okay? Like, I would think he would look sexy in it, but I don't think he would be very comfortable, and that's also funny to me. You know?
Okay. I see.
She wants a joke that works for her and just for her. Like, everyone else is not in on the joke.
Come on, it's funny when, okay, you gotta admit, making somebody uncomfortable is funny sometimes.
Oh, like, every time.
Okay, see?
So why am I banned from all these comedy clubs?
That's why I'm glad my kids go to Catholic school, because those fundraisers are perfect material.
Sorry to make things awkward.
You always have.
I don't see the connection between fundraisers and what? I'm lost.
Oh, no, I've been making people uncomfortable. Every time I'm at a school fundraiser, no matter what my conversation is, somebody gets offended or uncomfortable or...
You should stop using the N-word during your conversations.
All you really need to do is wink. Like,
that's right,
people.
Yeah.
Just say something like, "You have a nice day," and then give a little wink.
I guess comedians, we don't mix with, like, family-friendly teacher types.
Comedians got creeped down.
My wife gave me a cup of coffee and winked at me, and I didn't drink it at all. I didn't want to know what's going on.
She put that chill-out pill that John was talking about. The 8-inch-long dick
put
one.
Put a big giant dick pill in it.
All right. Can we move on to somebody else's idea? Yeah, the nanobots took a toll.
Anything
John.
Else.
Okay.
My idea, futuristic sci-fi movie. How about one where there's only one little problem wrong with it? It's not like one that's catastrophic. It's always like, oh, there's no more dogs in the world. It's everyone's sad, but nothing is really wrong with the world.
Does it still involve Tom Cruise running really fast?
It should. It should.
No, actually it involves Colin Farrell barely surviving.
Why him? Why him?
Because otherwise the movie would be okay. I don't know.
Is the movie from the perception of a dog? That's a dumb idea.
Like, what if it was the last dog?
For the
on
dog,
Earth?
It would be the apocalypse movie.
Oh, man, that's fucked up. That's
dog.
Really
that might
sad.
Be
like, who would help him then? Like
Colin Farrell.
All the dogs in the world perish except for one little chihuahua.
Just one chihuahua. That's all that's left. Do we even want that chihuahua to live, though?
Oh, let's my God. Honest. Yes. Like, if it's the last dog on Earth, yes.
What would you breed it with, though? Like a
itself.
Chicken?
Dum Dum. I would make it breed with itself because they're all crazy.
Probably nanobots.
I forgot you could just pick up a dog and shake it, and then another one will just pop out.
Oh,
of
that's
it
not
all
how
the time.
It works.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not.
In the future, it could.
Right? Colin Farrell, he figured it out.
It's like, that's why, it's like, we gotta save this dog. So all someone has to do is shake it.
And so the enemy...
Now, is he doing a fake American accent, or is he doing his Irish accent in the movie?
Fake American. It would be much worse that way.
Okay.
How could a dog breed with itself, though? Or is there like 72 dog genders? Like,
hold on, you're missing the point. We shake it. That's the twist.
Did you see that movie where that dog was masturbating?
Online, yeah, like tons of them.
Okay.
No, I meant that one with Robert Downey Jr.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Due date.
To me.
I'll take your word that there was a movie where there was a dog masturbating.
Yeah, I
have seen.
So in the dog apocalypse movie where all the dogs are dying, is the villain just a really big cat person?
Oh, nice.
Tapeworms.
I mean, I suppose.
What if it's a dog?
But that's what if it's a dog disguised as a cat?
Right. Like, what if
that's the ruse the whole time?
Or it's a cat dressed as a person.
Or we've started genetically combining humans and animals, and the villain is half human, half cat.
Oh, no.
And that makes them hate dogs.
This is starting to turn into cat-dog and cats versus dogs. Like, eventually we're going to just have rehashed everything involved with cats and dogs. It's raining.
So then Colin Farrell doesn't have a choice but to join with the dog?
Yeah, because he gets, like, dog spliced into his own DNA.
And then, maybe that's how they, like, make a new baby, though. A dog baby.
What if, like, nothing changed? Like, he spliced in the DNA and he's like, wow, normally people, like, grow a tail or something, but you just stay the same. Why is that? We gotta kill him.
What if it's, like, a transformer? A dog transformer. So it's Colin Farrell, and then, like, you look away real quick, and then they put in a chihuahua again. And a frame.
Okay, what would it transform into?
A chihuahua, but, like, it's a bad transformer. They make, like, the camera turn away. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, like the boombox transformer.
Like a boombox into a chihuahua. I guess I can get down with that, sure. Like, maybe that's, like, a side thing.
Transformer 7.
Well, I think everyone would still have dogs. They would just be robotic dogs. So maybe all their dogs are also
they
transformers.
They live forever.
Yeah, how far in the future does this happen?
20 years.
Damn.
I'm kidding.
So there's no people around anymore.
Yeah, right?
All the dogs are gone.
That's why the dogs are gone.
They were the leaders.
Now, if there was a half Colin Farrell, half dog, and he had sex with the other dog, is that bestiality?
Or would it be like just a quarter Colin Farrell?
It's called saving the dogs. That's what we're going to call it.
Maybe it would be bestiality, depending on which part of his body the lovemaking was happening.
Is breeding with a half-breed
bestiality?
Well, if
you transformed into the dog, like, I don't think it would count.
He could only use the dog part of his body. So if his penis happened to be a human penis...
Damn.
Is that a transform into
fucked.
A red rocket?
I think if you can breed with any mutant that you can, go for it. And just, like, do it.
So maybe if a half human, half dog, where the dog is the top part.
I would screw it.
Could not
we
have
know,
sex
John.
With a half human, half dog, where the human is the top part. Because that would be bestiality, because the parts wouldn't match.
What if there was, like, a top dog and then a bottom dog, but the America only had the top dog?
Or they could
dog.
Only 69.
Oh, man. But see, then, I mean, he has to come into her. That's kind of how the thing is made, so.
Are we talking about 69 with dog teeth?
This is becoming cat dog.
This is all right.
Could be dangerous.
Okay, I don't have any more disgusting bestiality things to go with your idea. Any other thoughts? Are you happy with this? What's the title of the movie?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a you're putting me on the spot. It's amazing I came up with that idea. That's how.
Is it really?
It is. It's honestly amazing that such a mundane, boring topic could be brought up in depth at a podcast.
Well, that's what this podcast is about.
Right. Creativity wasted, right?
It says you have some good ideas in the picture.
Oh, occasionally even good ideas, yeah.
Oh, hold on. I had one. I can't.
Air Bud, the last movie.
Wow.
Shout out to Air Bud. We miss you.
Air Bud 2037.
Is Air Bud dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he did die recently.
Like what, the actual dog did?
Like the actual dog.
What I really wonder about the one, especially like the football movie, is like how many takes that they had where they're just whipping a football at a dog to, like...
Seriously.
Michael Vick is like the guy behind the camera. Dogs. Wow. He's need a good quarterback to get precision to hit dogs just the same. Dog and movement. I don't know.
Okay, I think we're done with this idea. yeah. JR, you want to go?
Yeah, sure. My idea was to develop a child birthing agency where before you can take your kid home, you had to submit the name to this agency because I'm sick and tired of running into kids named Nevaeh. I think it's bull crap, and I think somebody needs to just like be in charge of people's names. Like, I'd even do it. Like, just tell me the name. I'll type it in the Microsoft Word. If a red line appears, nope, sorry, you can't have it.
So Microsoft is the master of our destiny?
Going to have to be.
Well, you can add things to Microsoft Word.
Yeah, right? Like, I had to add my last name because they kept telling me it was spelled wrong. You just click add to dictionary. What if there was a hacker?
Well, then we got to come up. Well, I guess we got to have just a panel. Have a panel of old people that won't let those names pass.
Fair enough. My parents would be on board.
Maybe it'd be like a Judge Dredd type character had to come in and decide for you.
So if the name isn't accepted, do they kill the baby?
Why?
I wouldn't go that far.
Only in China.
Yeah, only if it's a girl.
Oh.
Well, you guys laugh too hard at that, just so you know.
Well, that would speed up. They wouldn't get as many. They wouldn't have to deal. People wouldn't risk it. They wouldn't have to have as much paperwork.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, right now I just want to punch people in the throats when they tell me their kids' names.
I think the people should have fun cat names like Whiskers and Biscuit.
Do you want to punch John in the face?
Yep, kind of.
Bring it on, bro. You know where I stay at? Actually, I don't either.
I'm 4 hours away.
Now, check me out under the bridge that I live under, don't.
Now, do people get exemptions based on ethnicity? Or is there... Because some of the weird names, it's weird to us, but...
You know, that's a good point. I didn't think about that.
Or what if, like, cock means... It's like a common name in Kazakhstan or something.
I'm totally naming my kid
that,
then.
What I'm saying is, like, the other day, this lady was at the park. I was there with my kids. And her daughter's name, she was screaming out loud. Her daughter's name was Arian.
Nice!
Yeah, and I'm just like, oh, wow. She's like, well, it's with an I. And I'm like, cool, so is Nazi. Like, I don't know. I think she,
but
I
did her child have blonde hair or blonde hair and blue eyes?
She had blonde hair and blue eyes. Yes, she did.
Oh, fuck.
And she's like, my dad came up with the name. And I was like, oh, I don't want to be him.
It's always someone's dad who comes up with names like that, isn't it? Like, it's never somebody who's, you know, lived more of their life in the 21st century. Like, if people live most of their lives in the 21st century, I think they're less likely to be racist.
There's no real Nazis anymore, though. Does anybody actually know a Nazi?
Can you talk into the mic a little more?
I think he's just thinking out loud.
I don't know any.
Yeah. Oh, you're just...
I mean, I live up in Gaylord. We got a shitload of rednecks that probably think they're like Nazis, but I don't know.
Are they like Nazis, or do they have, like, the swastika?
Yeah.
You seem...
No, I don't see... I think they're just confused because they drive pickup trucks with rebel flags, but then they all listen to rap music. I don't know what's going on.
You seem sad, though, John, that there's no Nazis.
A little bit.
Harry and did their parents...
I'm the most Jewy-looking one here. Are you kidding? No, but I totally disagree with the...
You
banking
don't.
Empire.
Anybody can look like a Jew, Sapko. Anybody.
Yeah. God, I look like I'm Jewish.
Anyway, okay. Jews are religion.
I'm curious.
That's racist to say that anybody could look like a Jew. Chinese people can't. Is that racist technically? I don't know much about racism.
Chinese people can be Jewish.
It's a religion.
Can an Eskimo be Jewish?
Yeah. Yes. If they practice Judaism, they could be a Jew.
Don't you have to be a person to practice that?
Do you have?
I don't know if a cyborg or a robot
can practice.
Pass the
Can cyborgs be Jews?
Okay, cyborgs aren't fucking real. So we'll start there.
Yeah, they are. I saw the lady with the robot leg earlier.
Okay. Yeah.
Well. So I'm curious about this troll. Crazy lady who named her kid Arian with an I. Did she look like typically people who have crazy baby names have like crazy eyes, or they look like they're just tired from like
normal. That was the off-putting thing.
They just they're the type of people who just they look worn down. They look like they're 40 even though they're 20.
Did she have any tattoos that looked off-putting? That's how you
can. No, she had no she had nothing tribal or anything.
Did she think it was funny?
She didn't have her birth month in Chinese on her ass crack or nothing.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's good.
You live up north, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's maybe a little more rural than near Detroit.
Yeah.
So anything else with the names? So you want it to be just preventing mainly lame names, but also offensive names.
Mainly lame ones, man. Just like seriously, like I can't. It's horrible, and people that spill shit weird. That's got to stop too.
Now you go by JR. Is that because you secretly have a lame name?
I do have a lame name, actually.
Are you gonna?
Is it share?
I'm named after my father. My real name, actual full name, is Roger Leroy Williams Jr.
That there's no JR white. In there.
Junior is the JR.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah, so I've been JR since I was born. My parents never even used my real name.
Roger isn't that weird.
No, Leroy's kind of weird, though.
Yeah, Leroy. Once you say Leroy, people are like, oh, okay, I got you.
Are you bad Leroy Brown?
No, he's Leroy Jenkins.
I've heard it all.
Banged it on myself. Sorry, I was dumb.
Roger Rabbit I got a lot when I was a kid.
Oh, man.
Didn't help that I had giant buck teeth when I was a kid.
Now, the real question is, are you going to send me to a concentration camp because my parents spelled my name wrong?
No.
M-Y.
There's a right way to spell Miles?
Yeah, M-I. Well, I mean, that's... I don't know if there's a right and a wrong.
I have a brother-in-law named Miles.
Oh, that made me feel so
The only
good.
Other Miles I know of is from Frasier. Like,
well, his is with a Y, too, so... I don't know, does he spell his like a girl then, or what?
Oh, snap, it's getting real. The conversation added a layer. I don't know. But that's what I'm saying.
Like, what would be the proper spelling for Y or I?
I would think I, because Y is so unique.
I find this offensive now that there's 93 genders, that we should be so narrow-minded.
There's 21 more? I thought it was 72.
I don't know, but I'm talking in like a cardinal number up to infinity, since, you know, like it's going to keep expanding. Like there's going to be like worm women and mole men.
But
mole men are already real, and like shout out to the mole men, some of my best friends.
So are there some names that you would limit to a certain gender, JR?
No, I don't think so. That doesn't really bother me.
Cthulhu should be a boy's name. That's what...
The only thing that I don't like is when movies, they'll give a woman a man's name that nobody would ever give a woman that name. Like, my name's Tom. Nobody would name their girl Tom.
Or John, even.
But they'll...
Well, it's like my oldest son, his middle name is Riley. And I've only ever seen girls with that as a first name. But I've met other kids that were boys that had it as a middle name. So I don't know what's going on there.
Riley's ambiguous. It's like Jamie. Yeah. Like Jamie could go either way.
But there's some that are ambiguous, and some of them, like, it's not ambiguous at all. Nobody would choose to name a girl Tom.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
But I mean, some of that just changes you can't, like, over time.
I mean, I have my oldest daughter. In hindsight, I really wish I would have named her Steve, actually. She's in high school. I don't think there's any guys want to have sex with a girl named Steve.
You're right.
It's a good parenting move, I guess.
I'm effective.
But, like, I don't know. I've seen...
Stevia.
Like, I've heard of, like, ancient stories from, like, the old, like, Greek times, and they've got guys named Ashley in them. Like, Ashley used to be, like, a really, like, royal name to give a guy back in those days.
Yeah, they also didn't used to bathe back in those days.
Yeah. That's true. That's very true.
Yeah, and the bubonic plague wiped half of them out, so, you know.
Yeah, so it doesn't smell like that much like shit. It just smells more like decaying bodies, yeah. I think.
Yeah, I guess I don't have anything. I don't have a problem if somebody wants to name their kid Tom, but in the context of a movie, you're taking away from the realism of the movie.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So what happens? Do they not? Are they not able to go home if the judges like turn them down, or does it like a hole open in the ground? They yell like, "This is Sparta," and then throw the stupid named baby in the giant 300-foot hole or whatever. What happens?
Nah, one of the parents would have to go in the hole. We can always give the baby a name.
So they don't even get a second choice. Like, if the name is rejected, then the state names.
Maybe
the baby.
They get like 3 submissions.
That works.
3 chances. That kind of the general rule, right? 3 shots.
3 strikes, you're out.
Now, do they need to take a social worker and like inspect them to make sure they're not like nicknaming the baby the name that they got rejected, like JR, for example?
Oh, my parents would have been too high to let anybody in the door. No, I don't know, man. Do we really need more social workers out there?
Oh.
You're looking at John. Is he a social worker?
I know I'm going to be. Eventually.
Like, I have nothing against social workers. I think it's noble. Helping children is cool. You're going to see some shit that you wish you didn't see. So it's going to be hard.
Yeah, and also
I have a sister that's a social worker, so I hear all the horror stories.
I don't know who goes into being a social worker who's going to be like, this is going to be the most chill, cool job ever.
Go into it, you're hoping to make a difference. Hoping.
It's like people that become teachers because they get to have summers off.
There's a bunch of reasons to become a teacher.
I know about 5 people who went to school to be a social worker, and I know 0 people who still are social workers. It's like most like college courses, most people fail out before they graduate college or quit. Social worker is one of the few where it's not that they can't find a job, it's that they quit.
Yeah.
It's like they quit after college once they have all that debt.
I mean, John wants to do, what is it? Addiction counseling and all that. So, you know, he could, in theory, have a giant intervention phenomenon about 10 years when that show's about ready to come back on air.
Yeah, right. They're going to do a reboot of it.
Dr. Jonathan Mullinix. And then he just pulls out a gun.
That's a good shot.
Like Dr. Drew, you know. Intervention. But for kids.
He could be the next Dr. Drew.
I don't want to be Dr. Drew. Nobody wants to be Dr. Drew.
No, to the kids.
Can you just shout intervention at people loudly like that Always Sunny episode?
That's not how. Nope, not how it works.
That's pretty good. That'd be a better show.
It's better than Dr. Drew. Let's be honest. Like, Dr. Drew just kind of says you just got to believe in God. You know, that's all you got to do, and then you'll be cured.
That's all I actually have to do, though.
None of you have watched Dr. Drew.
It's not a dumb thing.
Well, enough of Dr. Drew. Let's let's move on to my idea. So I had on Shane Dials last week. He's a local comic. He does what's called movie premiere showcase.
Mm-hmm.
So what he does is he rents out a movie theater, a showing of a new movie, and he does stand-up comedy. He has stand-up comics come in, and they do an hour of comedy before the show. So it's a $20 ticket or so, and that pays for the movie and the comedy beforehand. And I thought that was cool. And I've had a previous idea.
That's pretty cool.
I had a previous idea on this podcast called Squawk Box, which is that to line a movie theater, line the walls with like boxes, like owner's boxes in baseball stadiums.
Mm-hmm.
That are sort of soundproof so that people can use their phones and they can chat with their friends. Because I think that people would want to do that, especially for certain types of movies, like a Sharknado-type movie where you want to crack jokes with your friends, or a boring movie they want to check their phones.
Yeah.
This sounds like Cinema Rose Crunch.
The thing is, though, you can just go to a black movie theater. You can just go to any black movie theater and just talk as loudly as you want.
Yeah,
because that's what everybody else is doing.
Stereotype.
Have you ever been to black movie theaters?
Yeah, they're just like white movie theaters.
No, you're wrong.
There might be a little cultural difference there. Where there's, I don't know if it's necessarily a stereotype that's offensive, but maybe it is. I don't know. Anyway. But that's not the point. So basically, I like the idea of revitalizing the movie theater industry because otherwise people can just pirate the movie at home. Why bother to come in?
Right.
It's like it hasn't really evolved in the past 100 or 80, however long movie theaters have been around. And so go ahead.
I like movie theaters. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, it'd be cool.
I download movies, but I still like going to the actual movies.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be even cooler to sit up there and.
I still like going to drive-in movies. Are still fun too.
Those are getting rarer and rarer, though.
I've never been to a drive-in.
Yeah, there's still. I grew up in Flint, and there's still one there out in Grand Blanc. There's a drive-in theater.
I've been
and
there.
And in Dearborn.
Yeah, US 23. Yeah.
So basically, my idea for this week is basically a few more improvements and experiments that you could do with movie theaters, and it also sort of crosses the line of comedy clubs.
Instead of boxes, what if each chair had like a thing that came down like a jet seat, like a canopy came down and locked it? Then you could just do whatever you wanted.
What do you mean? Like a roller coaster?
Like each chair has its own, like each chair has its own box.
Oh, so you're all in your own little boxes? Like a...
Yeah.
Little private sex booth?
Like a...
That's a good idea. I would go to that movie theater.
Yeah, like those little booths at those adult movie videos.
I think they have those at strip clubs, too. I've heard stories.
But
yeah, I have no idea.
So one idea I had as well, why do you need comedy clubs if you can do comedy in a movie theater? Like, you have a comedy club is like...
It's dying. You can do shows anywhere.
Yep.
But you have a stage. A stage is a stage. You might as well have a stage that can be multi-purpose and do lots of things. So a comedy club, you're basically making a stage but making it limited use on purpose to only do comedy there. So if you have a movie theater screen in the background in a little walkable stage on the front of it, you could do whatever you wanted. You could do comedy. You could do music stuff. You can do slam poetry.
Yeah,
it doesn't
right.
matter. And then another thought of, to go with that is if you had, like, we have a problem with open mics around here where there's a lot of times there's no audience.
Yeah.
But if you had.
Yeah, because there's tons of options down there.
Yeah. So if you had a thing where not just projecting the movie onto the screen or having a performer, you could have a live video camera looking at the audience, so then you could have an open mic and you could have an audience from Chicago or something watching your open mic. Mm. So you could project the laughter over the speakers, and so it would feel like
there's a group of guys on Twitter. It's called Dope Fades. Have you guys ever heard of it?
No.
They do an internet-based open mic where everything is done on Skype.
Yeah, that's what was part of my idea.
I did the show last year. It's kind of cool, actually, how they set it up. But they get people from all over the United States all lined up, and you just Skype in, and you just do your set, and it's an online open mic. It's pretty sweet.
Are there people watching it, or is it just comedians?
Yeah.
That's what.
No, it's other comedians. There's people that watch it. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, now, would your space be able to do that, Tom? Like that idea? Would people be able to Skype in? And
yeah, I suppose they don't need to be sitting in another movie theater on the other end. Mm-hmm. They could be sitting in their office somewhere in their house.
Yeah, you could pretty much broadcast it anywhere.
But yeah, you could do lots of things if you could have the crowd beamed in, and you could play like at midnight style games, you know, like one of the contestants could be in Chicago, one of them could be in Detroit, and they would be like cheering for the person in their region. Maybe they would be competing with the other region.
That's really sweet, actually.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah, and the other idea was basically almost exactly what you said before that I had with that, and I called it the never ending open mic. So my thought was that you'd have a Skype style open mic, and that you would just you would have people run it all around the world all the time. So you would have like one group in England that would run it from a certain 6-hour period, and then a group in Detroit, and then a group in LA, and then I pictured Sydney, Australia. So I actually calculated the times that they would have to do it because of time zones. So England would be 4 to 10 p.m., Detroit would be 5 to 11 p.m., LA would be 8 to 2 a.m., and Sydney would be 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. So basically, it would just, during that 6-hour period, you'd have people in that region sort of running the open mic, and like you'd need like a call screener to screen the people calling in, make sure their connection is good, make sure they're ready to go.
Yeah, they do a test run like an hour before the show.
Yeah, and then, well, this would be constantly going, so there wouldn't be like a test run for mine, maybe for the other one that you were talking about.
I think you need to divide it up into more cities, like in more than just a 6-hour time block might be a little too long. Actually,
it's like a professional radio show.
Yeah, that's like really, really long for comedy. Like I'm thinking, yeah, like if you could do
4 hours,
not even that much. Like I would say 2 hours max in a city. So you could do 2 hours in Detroit, 2 hours in Chicago, 2 hours in New York, just something like that, where it's just like you get all
just,
these different cities.
Hit each time zone for 2 hours.
Well. What?
It's just an idea.
I hope one of the time zones is people in New Guinea just like fumbling with the equipment trying to figure it out. And I think
well,
it's
that's
like
the problem.
Alien technology.
That's actually the problem because the people who speak it probably want it to be in English.
Yeah.
And there's regions like in time zones where there are no English speakers really. So my thought was
if you're in that region, it's probably going to be people from that region watching it, so they should be able to speak whatever they speak.
That's the world's problem, though. Everybody should speak English.
No, I think it should be all English. Yeah. Maybe
people need to speak American.
Maybe if it took off, you could add other channels, but the idea is that the English-speaking one, like you could, if you're up at 2 in the morning and you want to do an open mic, you do it, and if you're if you're up at 9 a.m. and you want to do an open mic, you do it.
Yeah, and that would be interesting.
That'd be sweet, though, because then you can get yourself into other countries and people can see you.
I feel like I was trying to figure out how much time each person would get, you know, like in the time zone of things.
And you wouldn't have to have the same MC for the whole 6 hours. You could have it in Detroit for 6 hours, but then have 3 MCs in that period.
But would it be like one person every 5 minutes or in like, how would that come?
We did 10 minute sets.
I think
there were 6 of us. It was an hour show. There were 6 of us doing 10 minutes.
I think 10 minutes is too long for open mics. I get bored.
Yeah.
I even like Ann Arbor, the 4 minutes.
Yeah.
I haven't done Ann Arbor in a while. Are they still doing the 4 minutes?
It's 5.
Where they light you at 4. But
yeah. Yes.
Okay.
So they really want you to do like 4.5.
I guess, yeah, if you make it too soon, 5 minutes, maybe you don't have enough people calling in at certain times. But and I like the idea of it just always being there. Like if you're bored, you can just see what's on the never-ending open mic. There's a commercial on TV, see what's on the never-ending open mic. Yeah.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah. That is pretty cool.
And yeah, so I don't know if I have time to go through all the points. So you'd have the MC. You'd have what I called I should have read this beforehand. You'd have the call screener, and then you'd also have what I called bouncers. And basically what they would be is, because you want laughs, so you'd have some people at home who are watching the show, they would turn their mic on so you can hear their laughs. But then you would need what I call a bouncer, which would be listening to the people at home in the audience who are using their microphones to see if somebody starts heckling or if there's too much background noise.
Yeah. Like,
so
they can just boot them off.
Yeah, so you'd need that third person in addition to the MC and the screener just to filter, because you want legitimate laughter along with hearing the comic. But so you'd need to kick people off whose connections are bad and hissing and stuff like that.
What about a show where you make people do 5 minutes that don't even want to do stand-up comedy? You just, like, force them, like, North Korean style up to a podium, and you're like, 5 minutes, or you're going to get fed to the dogs. And they're like, all right.
They might be funnier than a lot of comics.
Yeah, ain't that the truth, though?
That is true.
That's painfully true. That's
myself included sometimes, I suppose.
John Sapko all the time.
Kim Jong-un, I'm your man for that new stand-up idea. Force people in labor camps, do some stand-up.
Now, do you think that people, because they're at home, you think they would just troll? I think you're the expert on trolls.
100%. You're always going to have somebody trolling.
You would need like as many bouncers as like people, almost. Just because there would be so many random, mainly it would be me.
But I'm picturing that you'd have maybe on your screen, you'd have like 20 different sound bars going up and down for the 20 audience members that you're bouncing. And so,
like, if you could never have like a kid's audience, though, if you allow the thoughts, unfiltered thoughts of the internet to come in, because it's always going to be chaos. Well,
the internet's weird in like Twitter and Facebook. You can sort of swear. Bad. It's not necessarily kid friendly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's guidelines for that. Really. Like, you have to be a certain age to use most of those anyway.
Yeah, you could make it so that kids can't do it. And then once you see the video, if it's a kid, you could kick him off. If it looks like a kid.
What if it's
John might have failed that. He was in college. He's sort of young looking. He might have got kicked off because he looked like a kid.
What if you put a kid in a fake mustache and a hat? You think he could get away with it?
And maybe a wheelchair so people feel sorry for him.
But, yeah, I don't know if it would work or if people would just become troll monsters and it'd just be hate speech and like.
Can they type onto it? Because that would be...
No! What if it's his make-a-wish, though? I mean, you should let him...
His make-a-wish is to be a troll?
No, to watch the open mic.
What a sad make-a-wish.
Well, I was thinking that, well, you can't really stop people from... You can give them a checkbox, are you over 18? But then you can also stop people from performing. So the MC would kick off the performers. The the bouncers are just bouncing the audience.
Right.
So the MC would have to kick off the performer if they start doing hate speech or
John
Sopko went on there and started speaking his mind. Amen. Or whatever. But any last thoughts on my idea or anything?
No, yep. It's super good. Actually, you should keep that. Yeah, keep solid that
platform. Trademark that idea.
Yeah, it is a solid platform.
Sell it to Microsoft.
Okay. Well, that was Creativity Wasted. Thanks, everybody, for coming, and thanks for listening. Good night.